between the word. Thank you. Speak to us now, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. The scripture is very broad, and in the scripture there are many voices. It says, answer a fool according to his folly, and it says, don't answer a fool according to his folly, and both of them are in our scriptures, and in that way there are times when we must discern. Our scripture this morning, the four scriptures that were selected for the lectionary this morning are centered around the hunger and thirst that we experience as a human being. Isaiah offers refugees who don't have money the opportunity to be satisfied with good things that money can't even buy. God's ways are different from ours, and we can't control what God does, Isaiah tells us. The psalm tells of waiting on the Lord for meeting of needs and remembering what God has done. We think that that psalm may have been written after somebody spent the night in the temple. The people would stretch out a mat and they would worship the Lord in the temple overnight. We think possibly that was written through that setting. And 1 Corinthians speaks of having the Lord meet the needs of his people, that the people aren't satisfied with that and that they grumble. The Luke passage, which we did not read but we saw, tells us that none of us deserve to escape judgment and that God expects us to be fruitful with the life that God has given to us. I would like to think with you about a part of the scripture that we rarely think about, because we're so self-willed and we want to do things my way. I mean, we think that we can evaluate things well. We're sort of afraid to think, perhaps, of these words, is that God wants us to do what we want with our life. Oh, that's a little bit dangerous. So, you know, let's couch it around and let's save our souls around that. We ask, am I a good person? How can I be a better person? How do I deal with my failings? These are the questions of the three past years. We all have the three past years. These are the years, whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 30 days, we have our past in which we have been very stubborn, we have refused to respond to the Lord, we have known better every time he tries to guide us, we have been rude to other people, we haven't listened to people who try to guide. We have three wasted so-called years in our past. Those are the crucial years that we should have got it together, but we didn't. We all have those 3 years, that we carry them with us. But the question is not, how can I be a good, how can I go back and do it again? These are not the right questions. Today's readings, and again, there are other readings with other questions and other perspectives. Today's readings lead us to ask, what am I hungry and thirsty for? How am I trying to meet those needs that I have? Am I satisfied by the fruit of what I am doing to try to meet my needs? What is God offering me that I don't see? Why don't I think that what God has is what I want? And in the parable that Christ teaches, how can I take the 3 years of mercy that I have received in the past and haven't been able to make anything of it, and take one more year of nurture from God and make something of it? This Tuesday's Lenten gathering will be focused on the Gospels, and we will be invited to consider what we think the good news is. The Bible gives us a long, messy history of the relationship between God and humans, and we read a little bit of that in 1 Corinthians. God tells us he will meet our needs as we trust in him, and he also tells us how to wait on him when he doesn't seem to be meeting our needs. You know, it's a very complex message here. God tells us, you are my people. And then he tells us, in fact, all people are in my care. We are helpless in the face of the great forces of the natural world and equally helpless in the movings of human history. And yet, we are as responsible as the fig tree for bearing fruit, that is, living in obedience to God, filling our own shoes, not someone else's, taking our place in the human community that nobody else can take. The Isaiah passage recognizes that human needs are both physical nourishment and spiritual life. We are both animal and spirit. We are not slaves to our yearnings, yet those learnings drive us and tell us about what God is doing for us. 1 Corinthians looks back on what God has done in the past and expects us to understand what God is doing now. It's true that the gardener has been watching us for 3 years and we don't have anything to show for it. But why not take the extra year that's been granted by the gardener? Drink in his care in order that we will be fruitful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.